There were no warning signs, no sense that this August night would be different from any other. The doors at Lisa Carroll's house were locked tight. The lights were out. The house was quiet. But the quiet of that ordinary night was broken by the sound of the doorbell. A police officer was standing on the doorstep. Someone had seen a mysterious post on her son Andrew's Facebook page. It sounded like he was thinking of suicide. Was he home?
And that was the first I knew. And I said, oh no, this has got to be a hoax. He's here. And then I looked out and I realized the car was missing.
A few hours later, Lisa would learn that indeed, her 34-year-old son Andrew had taken his own life, leaving Lisa to try to figure out what signs she might have missed.
I knew he was a person with a bit of a dark side, but I wouldn't have ever seen him as deeply depressed. I always saw him as a person who took life's knocks and bounced back and was strong, and it never crossed my mind that he was a suicide risk.
Growing up on Crystal Lake in West Knox County, Andrew Carroll was smart, funny, and always had a deep appreciation for the outdoors.
Looking under rocks, bringing home turtles and salamanders, catching fish, building rafts. I think he used to say, we were the last generation of kids who were just told to go outdoors and play.
He built that passion into a career, earning a doctorate in biology. He was an accomplished researcher and a well-loved professor. He was also an avid outdoorsman who loved to fish and camp.
He had this great, great, enduring love of the outdoors from the time he was a little boy.
And Andrew owned a small collection of guns, a World War I rifle, a shotgun, and a .22. All of them were stuffed under a bed at his parents' house while he waited to move into a new apartment. On the last night of Andrew Carroll's life, he texted to some sleeping friends. He posted that Facebook message, and he sent his parents an email.
It was his note to me, in which he very thoughtfully included all of his account numbers and passwords for his email and his computer and his bank account and, you know, everything I needed to take care of business for him after he was gone.
After he sent the messages, he went to his room, reached under the bed, found the .22, and left the house. When the police officer told Lisa about the Facebook post and she realized Andrew wasn't home, she says she had a strange feeling that he'd gone back to his boyhood home.
I realized he would go back to Crystal Lake, to this place dear to his childhood.
Lisa's husband, Alan, led the police to Crystal Lake, and that's where they found Andrew's body, the .22 laying nearby. And at that moment, the hardest year of Lisa's life began.
I mean, it was a year with buckets and buckets of tears. It was just horrible. I was incompetent. I tried to go through the motions and do things and show up for things and carry on, and I couldn't. I couldn't do things well for a while. I couldn't remember things.
And she kept asking why. 6 years later, she understands that Andrew always felt a little out of step with the people around him, but it still doesn't make sense.
Well, we still ask why. I mean, it's still an open question. I don't have an answer to it. I don't know that I will ever have an answer to the why.
Despite the fact that her son used a gun to kill himself, Lisa doesn't consider herself rabidly anti-gun.
I'm not going to go all the way, no guns ever in anybody's house ever, but I wish that gun had not been at my house that night. I really do, because it was the easy choice for him to take his own life. The gun was rapid and final.
Somehow, Lisa Carroll has been able to slowly emerge from the darkness that followed Andrew's death. She never thought she'd be happy again, but here she is today, carving out her own life without her son.
The experiences of life keep accumulating, and they accumulate without Andrew. As horrible as that is and as sad as that is, it's true. Our lives are continuing and changing, and they have to, and I want them to. But it means the shore that he's on grows more distant.
Lisa can't help but wonder how things might have been different if Andrew hadn't reached for his gun that night. He might be married with children, doing the research he loved. But that's not what happened. It's a hard truth to accept. But Lisa Carroll knows she has no other choice. I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.